Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy. I don't understand sometimes when you see things with foster families. And if there's any foster families listening, 424-1234, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. But I don't know if you've seen this story or not. Social workers seized a six-year-old girl from her home of 5 years in an adoption race row. Now, her family are a white foster family, and they were forced to give up their daughter by court because she is 1.5% Native American. Now, she belongs. She's got. I think it's Choctaw. I think is the name of the tribe. And apparently, there's an act, the Indian Child Welfare Act, and Lexi apparently. Who is the six-year-old, is supposed to live with other Native American families and obviously someone who's not white. And the parents, Summer and Rusty, and they live in California, have already been fighting for over 2 years to adopt Lexi, who's now six. But like, there was people were outside their house. They camped outside trying to stop officials from taking the child and stuff. And what I don't understand, and I know that, you know, laws obviously get passed for a reason, but when you've got a safe, loving home and, you know, and everything's great, then why do, I'm guessing there's certain protocols that you have to follow, etc. But when you've got a loving family environment, and we know that there's plenty of them out there, but there's also plenty of not out there as well. That why government officials are just not letting this slide. And I know if you let one slide, you've got to let them all slide. But you've got to look at these situations, I would guess, on a case-by-case basis. I'm not sure, but looking at the whole story, like, it's just so sad. And there's pictures that, you know, the parents on their knees crying, and there's a video of, you know, them screaming I love you as officials like are taking her away. And the thing is that you got to think about, and when I'm reading this story, is like, you know, this little girl Lexi's six. You know, she's been with this family since she was 18 months, so that's all she knows. And, like, what does that do to her as well? Like, taking her away from mum and dad? Because in all intents and purposes, they're mum and dad, and they are. They've looked after her, etc. They may not be blood parents, but they're a mum and dad. And I'm just wondering, kind of like, you know, what effect does that have on a six-year-old kid? You know, being snatched away from her parents because someone's just going, yep, that's not the right thing to do. Sign the paper, let's take her away. And I'm sure there's more to it, you know, in that when you go through all the legalities of stuff. But aren't there certain situations where you're like, you know what, she's in a really good home here. These people want to adopt her, you know, like we can get her out of that foster program, so to speak. And then there's certain individuals in there that are just going, nope, those are the rules. That's what we got to do. It's just very, very sad. And I hope, fingers crossed, that that gets fixed and she manages to come back and get there with her family, who have been looking after her since she was 18 months. Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Allison.
Hey, Allison. What's going on?
Okay, that my husband, I married my husband when my daughter was 2.5.
Okay.
And the social worker always told us to let her know at an early age that she had a father that helped mommy make her, and her daddy was her adopted daddy.
Okay.
I think they probably should have told her at a young age that, you know, what was going on. That way she wouldn't be so surprised.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's known since she was about 4.
Okay.
That she had two daddies. And, you know, because I have friends that found out they were adopted when they were like in 30s, and it devastated them.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, then the thing with this, though, is the fact that just that, you know, they're obviously fostering her, and because she's a 1.5% Indian, and because of this law, she now has to go and live with an Indian family. But she's already got a caring, loving family who want to adopt her, etc. Like, wouldn't you think just they would let that go? Just all seems kind of crazy to me. Anyway, 424-1234, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. Take more of your calls next on Eagle 97.7.